what is going on with our modern day athlete that some of them just can't get it done.
You couldn't cover a three-legged cow.
You're crazy like a fox, and I got crazy a mission like for you.
Oh, I'll bet you 3-1.
Well, make it simple. I'm not doing anything stupid.
This is Not So Fast, a Lineup Media Group production.
I would take Bryce Harper, take him to Armenia just to breed.
I gotta tell you, not to be gay, but the guy looked good.
The Monday, November 9th edition of Not So Fast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/not-so-fast. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, your Android, your Kindle, or your MP3 player. How is everybody doing today? Jimbo, Jono, T.O., I'm Tony Hubert. Well, we got a lot to discuss today, and gents, let's lay it out there. First, we got one topic, basically.
Well, I got a couple.
Yeah, let's hear your topics.
Well, first off, let's not make the same mistake. It's two. It's not T.O. We've established that. Yeah. Number two, on the Audible books, do they have any how-to books for all the idiot NFL players that are out there?
How to be an NFL quarterback? They probably do.
How about how to not, when you only have a limited amount of time to have a game-winning drive, don't poke the other guy in the face in front of the referee.
I don't know that that's covered.
Well, that's pretty bad, but that Rams player that almost decapitated that Minnesota QB, I think that's
Bridgewater?
Just as worse there, yeah.
He was out cold. He thought he was Batman.
Yeah, he was doing flops on the ground. He looked like one of those hockey players that gets.
Did you guys think Joyner tried pulling up at all?
A little bit, yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, he did.
Absolutely not. It looked like one of his North St. Louis buddies taking it out on a.
If you watch the whole replay, you can tell
he's complete thugs.
He stopped his momentum and just thugs. Caught him just right. But you know the thing
complete
is though,
thugs.
but the thing is, Bridgewater did have equipment on, had a helmet, shoulder pads, all kinds of stuff.
He's also a male.
He's a male as opposed to the woman with no equipment on that Greg Hardy beat the piss out of and then told people she fell.
Jerry Jones more disturbingly defended him.
She
tried making a defense of what happened.
That's my favorite.
That's very shocking.
She fell. I saw somebody
shocking
put that.
Shocking is an NFL team holding their hands up to support a thug that was all that shit that went down with that police officer, I forgot his name anyway.
But, Jono, you're not at all surprised. They chased him out of
St. Louis, so I don't know. I forgot who the hell that
you're
was.
You're not at all surprised that Jerry Jones, I mean,
It's old. If you're going to
I'll knock it off right now.
I won't even do this goddamn show. I'm sick and tired of it. Every goddamn time I get on here, you guys are going to bring that up.
No, I'm asking a question.
No, it's old. I don't want to hear it. Get your shit together.
You
don't have anything new? Anything going on in Kentucky?
This is new.
Anything going on in Kentucky?
This is new.
Oh,
you're about ready to talk
here.
To Missouri for 40
you're
minutes.
You're a goddamn moron.
No,
you're a goddamn moron.
You
you'll always be a moron.
Were you surprised?
No, I'm surprised. Nothing surprises me out of your moron.
Obviously.
Mouth.
So you weren't surprised that Jerry Jones
spoke out of nowhere. I'm not surprised.
When the photos came out,
I don't give a shit. How's that?
Well, he doesn't give a shit either. Here's a great on Jono's.
I don't care. I'm just asking.
I don't care. We don't care anymore.
All right, hang on. On that note, though,
trolls.
Will it go away?
Trolls.
Will it? Here's a,
not when you exist.
Okay. Well,
you're a troll. He's a troll. You guys
so
just
so everybody's
let it go.
A troll, but
you
Cowboys
guys won't
fans.
Let it go. Won't let it go. Won't let it go. And we're tired of it. We're tired of it.
Cowboys fans are tired of it.
I haven't eaten in 2 days, and I'm sick and tired of this bullshit going down.
Why haven't you eaten in 2 days?
Yeah. Wait a minute. What's up with that, by the way?
I'm doing something medically speaking, so I'm trying to not to eat for 5 days, and this is the second day, and I don't need to hear about. The Hardy case again, or whatever.
That's
Hardy.
Jerry Jones' response to it.
No, it doesn't matter. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it.
All right, let's get to the crux of the matter today, November 9th.
So fucking old.
Here is the news that is the news everywhere in the nation. It's the University of Missouri, yet again. This time, the student boycott that went all the way to the football
team. Before you go any further,
yes, sir.
Does this meet your qualification of a Mizzou story?
Yeah, you know what? I'm with you on that.
All right,
because,
then
you know, they went
keep going, Tony.
This
keep
is
going.
One hell of a way to make yourself relevant, I can tell you that.
All right, I have a bunch of topics on this to break down. First of all, the president of the university is out. He has resigned. But yeah. Let's start.
Explain. Yeah. Tell everybody what's going on a little bit.
Well, they've had a student group start to demand and start to organize a boycott. Buying Mizzou stuff, buying Missouri tickets.
No, what happened, though?
Someone put a swastika in shit. They put it with their they drew out something that was anti-black and all this stuff. Hey, you know what? Every university has stuff like that that goes down. You don't get the MasterCard of Mizzou football team to jump in or any other college team to jump in and say, we support it. And then on top of that, their football coach jumps in. Are you kidding me? This was the most disrespectful thing a coach could have done.
Was this the only example of racism on campus that led to this?
No, there's been examples of racism cited in the press for months and years and decades.
Every school.
I'm actually catching up with this.
Leading up to this.
I don't know a lot.
You can read about it ad nauseum. The group got together. One gentleman, Jonathan Butler's his name, even went on a hunger strike.
Yeah.
Here's how it relates.
He's eating now.
He's eating now because he has already left the quad.
Yeah.
He's already left the Six Columns area at the University of Missouri and presumably has started or has at least fed himself.
How long did he go?
He at least made it a couple days.
No, it's been more than that. The guy just resigned today. This was going on at the end of last week.
He didn't just jump onto the.
No, that's my point. The
hunger strike started last week.
I'm sorry. That's why I say at least a couple days.
I want Tim Wolf back.
Yes. So Ocho Man here may go on a hunger strike to get Wolf hired back.
Is that why you quit eating?
I'm on my second day.
Yes.
I want Tim Wolf back.
All right.
Yeah. So if you're listening out there and you want to join in on the hunger strike to get Tim Wolf back as president of Mizzou, jump right in there with us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speak for yourself.
He's like a horse. Seen him. He had Doritos coming out of his ass.
I mean, Is that eating or leaving?
He went in the fridge. Whatever he found, he was just putting down his throat there. And then he found my chocolate, right?
Yeah,
that was phenomenal.
And then he says to me, is this yours? I go, yeah, but you know what? I got it for some. He goes, I'm going to eat it, all right? And then he looks at it and says, is there any salt in this? Like, it's going to stop him from eating it.
I asked if there was salt in it. That's made up.
You did say that. You did say that. Don't even lie.
Why would I ask if there was salt in it?
I have no idea because time I brought food, you've always said,
salt.
Is there this in there? It's still going down the old tube.
Salt.
To my knowledge, the only thing he's ever asked whenever I've asked him if he wanted something was, is there anything healthy in that? Because if there is, I'm not eating it.
No vegetables.
Have you seen a guy never eat vegetables?
He refuses to eat anything green.
Potatoes, corn. I eat asparagus. But that's
asparagus.
About,
that's How the hell did that come in?
Yeah.
I kind of like how it makes my pee smell.
For Christ's sake.
Yeah, like we care about your pee.
So anyway, this guy hunger strike, and you know, and literally at the end of the day, that's serious business. I mean, we're talking about a bunch of football players and stuff.
Who the hell says he's on a... He's sneaking bratwurst from his buddy. He's bringing it. No one's seen him weight loss. The guy still looked the same. He didn't look like he was...
It's only been a couple days.
Yeah, I know.
What exactly are you expecting after 5 days?
I don't know. But GM here, this podcast, he's got me on this 5-day gig here on this... He's doing it with me. I bought him lunch today. It was free air.
Yeah, free air. It was good.
We just ate away.
Best area you could find in the area.
It was good.
Yeah, but you're not doing it just for weight reasons. You're doing it for a true health reason, like something he found. So unlike this gentleman. Now, see, that's the thing. The guy was on a hunger strike.
Right.
According to this study that you guys are doing this fast off of, he could have done this for 5 days, and it would have been good for him, actually. So wait a minute.
It did his body good.
Yes, it did his body good.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into the crux of it with the University of Missouri. Here we go, Jim.
Let's go.
There we go.
Really?
The inmates are running the asylum. You know,
are they?
Honest to God, there is no doubt, 100%, we have a racism issue in this country. Yes, I believe we do. I believe we have a racism issue across all races, and yes, that's right, I said it. There, I know as many black people that have a problem with white people as I do white people that have a problem with black people. So we have a racism issue, not a black versus white, white versus black. Well, in this instance here, okay, I didn't even get my thoughts out of my brain before there was an issue with somebody contacting ESPN and saying, hold on a minute, I play for the team, and this, in fact, is not true. We are all not on board with this. This is not a good idea, according to some of us. So that right there tells you that I agree with my man Jono here that I think somebody had an ulterior motive here, and it may have been our coach.
Tony, I wonder how many players in that locker room, when they're showering or after practice, use the N-word. Blacks calling each other N and so forth. Because it was mm-hmm. it was in my locker room.
Yeah.
And
directed at each other, you mean?
Directed at each other. So I guess that's okay. I guess it's okay when a comedian pops up and uses the N-word constantly. It's okay. Why is it when something like that, and then it gets blown up, and now the president, he's going to pay the price by this lynch mob?
He certainly has paid the price. I don't know if it's fair to call him a lynch mob. But this is an organization that got together. They got together quickly. Well, and
it doesn't matter about this organization. If they didn't have this MasterCard by Mizzou team.
And isn't that the definition of a lynch mob?
Getting together quickly
and getting something done, even if it's wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the classic movie, The Oxbow Incident, where they decide they're just going to hang someone the point of hanging someone.
If the inmates are running the asylum, is Gary Pinkle an inmate now?
Well,
I mean, Gary Pinkle... Well, stepped up and really got the ball rolling on this.
I tell you what he's like. He's like that. He's like that security guard in jail that you just pay that he ignores.
Look
it,
the
walks,
other way.
Walks away. They take care of business.
Give him a couple cigarettes and some cash. And
how hypocritical is Pinkle for everything that's went down in this program for him to blame the president of something like this? All that stuff that he has. Succumb, or he's seen, or and nobody's
saying that though. Everybody's giving Pinkle credit for backing his players.
That is
the narrative that's
it's
being
hypocritical.
Painted.
Is what it is.
Pinkle backed his players. He had his players back.
How did he have his players back?
Because I don't know. That's just what's
so,
being spun.
Wait a minute. So hang on. No, I'm fine with that. But hang on. So let's say out loud what he had his players backs for. They wanted to take a stand. And he's going to back up their play because their stand was, we're not going to play football.
Apparently.
At least some of his players, yes, he supported that. And he supported it publicly via Twitter.
Get him, Jimbo. Get him. I know where you're going.
Okay,
I'm with you.
So that's what he decided to do. So you don't know that this wasn't – I mean, you're sure this wasn't a play so that he could march into kids' living rooms and say, see what I did for my players?
Oh, you see, I
don't think anytime you're going into an African-American household that you want racism on campus to be
the
topic.
But here's the deal, though, too. And I'm not naive enough not to understand that sports is a big part of this, but you don't need racism on any campus for the university itself to thrive.
This will be used against Mizzou when it comes to recruiting.
If Pinkle was 100% had a lot of conviction towards this, he would have said, look, I'm going to have each one of these players come to my office and anonymously tell me how they feel about this. Each one. And if the majority tells me that they feel like this, if they feel strongly about this, then you know what? I will represent this team in that. But if they're not going to, if it's half and half, you know what? Why should I be involved in this?
Well, my question, partly on the Pinkle front, Jono, is just this. If you back one set of players that wants to boycott, what message is that sending the other set of players who want to play?
You have guys that are worried about their draft future, their draft stock. I mean, what are you doing for those kids?
What about those walk-ons that work their ass off trying to get a quarter of a scholarship? And this is a ridicule towards them. You're telling me you don't want to put on that jersey and play? The hell with you. Get the hell off my team. I don't need you. I got a shitty team already. I can take it down just the way that you're having it taken down.
And again, I reiterate, I believe we have a racism issue everywhere, not just at Mizzou. To Jono's point, I guarantee you happened there.
It was at my school, Jim.
Happens all over. Again,
yeah. I agree with you guys.
That doesn't make it right. No.
Well, what about this being right? Is it right for scholarship players? Players on scholarship
well,
to go ahead and boycott their sport.
Last night, someone reached out to ESPN you know, and did not give their name, but he made the I'm sorry?
Go on. Tell us what you got.
That's what I brought up earlier. That's what I said earlier.
About what?
The anonymous guy said, we're not all on board with this.
No, that's not what I was going to say.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say that he said if we were 9-0,
oh, yeah,
that this would not be going on. If we were an undefeated team or in the hunt. I forget what the exact quote was, but...
There's a great question. Would this happen if they were 9-0?
Well, that's a different question.
The best response was from a former Mizzou linebacker, Luke Lambert, who said they are ungrateful. All the players right now that are doing this are ungrateful because they don't know how good they got it.
Okay, so...
Jesus Christ.
So let me play devil's advocate then, because you know I like to do that.
Yeah, you're a prick.
No, I know. I know. So the devil's advocate, though, is the people that have, and there are great people out there who have made major strides to assist with racism. So they would say, so these people, whoever, black,
all
white,
right,
doesn't matter.
Spit it out.
Okay.
Spit it out.
They, for football's sake, should shut up, shut their mouth, toe the company line, and be grateful.
That's right.
That's
right. You got there for a football scholarship. I didn't bring you on to be some political science guy out there that's going to make a Dr. Martin Luther King statement, then you know what? Give me back my scholarship. I'll bring in a kid that wants to play. You can go out and be a Gandhi and bitch all you want about the school.
And how many players do you think you'll recruit past that point?
I guarantee you I will recruit players that want to play football. And there's plenty of them, black, white, Puerto Rican, whatever they are, they will want to play football. This is just a group that's pissed off at what's happening at Mizzou. They can't get anything done. They can't get a win. So this is their way of, you know what, I wouldn't have even minded seeing them all walk out and seeing some walk-on players take over.
But in the context of the team, what's right to do? I mean, obviously, you got scholarship players who went ahead into a boycott. Then here's your other issue. If you're a part of the team, is it okay for one part of the team to walk out and leave the other part of the team standing there?
Of course.
The argument
is. The team that stays, that's the team that I want. You know what? You go down with the ship.
The argument is you know, the football team has a platform to reach the masses. You know, they are the highest profile people on campus.
And guess what? You keep losing. You haven't scored you scored one touchdown in four games. That's the platform.
I'm not talking about
that's
on the
field. That's the platform. That's what
but
we care about.
The reality of it is.
That's the reality.
Gary Pinkel,
one touchdown in
Gary
four
Pinkel
games.
Gary Pinkel speaks up, and what, less than 24 hours later, the president's fired?
Yeah, no
I mean,
kidding.
He resigns, whatever the case is.
Yeah, he steps down.
What precedent does this set on other campuses?
It sets the precedent, I think, of this. I think Jimbo will agree. I think John will agree. Well, we've all, sports fans have known for a long time that the most influential employee in your state is the head football coach of your state university.
Look at it. He's making...
The president made $450,000.
And
Gary
how much
Pinkel,
did Pinkel
Gary
make?
Gary Pinkel, $3.1 million.
Well, who do you think's more influential in that school? Yeah.
Gary
the
Pinkel.
The women's soccer coach was not speaking out last night in Columbia,
Missouri. If this situation arises in Alabama, it's just one word from Nick Saban, and it's resolved.
Nick Saban could probably start a civil war in Alabama.
I mean, that is. It's long been said that these guys are the most powerful people in their states. And as soon as the weight of the head coach at the University of Missouri got thrown behind this, you can't deny what T.O. just said. Yeah, 24 hours later,
it's
the president's out.
It's pathetic.
Well,
it's
the thing, but honest to goodness with this whole thing, okay? I don't want anybody to lose sight of this. I don't believe, and you can't say that the guy lost his job because there's racism at the Mizzou campus. This has to do with his reaction and his, I guess, platform on what he was going to do about it. They don't feel he did enough or react. Like, when I was researching this a little bit, like, they something happened, and it took him, like, a week to address it, you know, and
well,
stuff like that.
Well, what do you do?
Well, I don't know.
What do you do?
I don't know, because, again, we're back to this. So every time something happens that doesn't work out or that's wrong or it affects somebody, we're going to go to the head honcho and say, This happened on your watch, you're out.
Okay, what do you want this president to do? Have martial law in Mizzou to where everyone has to be in their room by 9 or 10 p.m.?
Well, yeah, no,
Then if he goes that route, then you've got a...
I agree.
Then you've got a guy that's too crazy. I mean,
I agree.
It's a catch-22.
So my point was, and where I was going, is so you're telling me then if... This happened, and I don't know exactly when it happened. It's really irrelevant. So it happens, and the next day he gets up and on a podium in his suit and says, "We're gonna seek out the people that did this, and we're gonna offer classes to people to teach them to be more tolerant." If he does all that, there's no issue. Am I to believe that?
Are you telling me that Starksville is not? I mean, like, look at some of the schools in the SEC. You're telling me that Columbia, Missouri, has a bigger issue than Starksville, Mississippi?
No. I can't speak to Starksville, Mississippi. I can speak to Columbia, Missouri, and I think a lot of us can who have grown up in this region and have heard about Boone County for our entire lifetime.
And Tony, you've dealt with the press at Mizzou.
I've dealt directly with the press at Mizzou.
Are some of your experiences? Yeah,
my experience, when it comes down to it, they clam up. They clam up and they hide behind press releases and statements to the press.
Who doesn't?
No, there's a lot of people who get out in front of it at other places. Missouri, though, continually just turtle down, hunker down, hope it all goes away. It's like the philosophy of let's just take a nap, pull the cover over our heads, and hopefully when we wake up, this will all be gone. They've done it over the years. It's been the same thing. And what I guess the biggest sin Tim Wolf made was the error of not being proactive enough.
That's what I said.
That's what we're feeling. But to Jono's point, he's saying, what is this guy supposed to do? Drive around campus and make sure nobody is running through campus with a Confederate flag? Yeah. He can't do that.
Well,
that's
Tony,
not. What's his role? What is the role of the president?
We don't have to worry about it anymore. Ding dong, the witch is dead. Okay? Tim Wolf is out, so no more racism.
Racism's dead at Mizzou.
There's no more racism. We got rid of the one that caused it all.
But what do you want your president doing?
What now?
What do you want your president at a university doing?
Well, he better come in and fix the racism.
Was that his number one priority?
There better not be.
When he was hired, Jono, was that his number one priority?
I heard this Frank DeCustomato, what's his name?
Frank Cusimano.
Cusimano?
He might as well have been, because I tell you what, I don't even give a shit about his name, because what he said really pissed me off, because he said, now it's important in 2015 for the Missouri president not to worry about bringing in billions of dollars for Missouri campus, but it's more important for him to look ahead of racism. That's what he's got to do. And he was support. He wasn't being sarcastic or anything. Are you kidding me? If I got an opportunity to bring money like that, $2 billion, to the university,
yeah,
you're telling me I gotta say, hey, whoa, let's
we're
hold off on that
issue.
We're gonna go to racism issue.
No, I think his job is to talk with the students, address it, assign people to work with it, and start to work on the problem. If the students the collective student body didn't feel that it was being addressed, that's their thought. I can't change the way the student body thinks, or I can't change the way the concerned student 1950 organization thinks. They felt they had to take some action. They did, and they got one of the results that they were looking for.
Jono and Tony are both big Mizzou fans. Let me ask you guys a question, being Mizzou fans. Do you feel that Gary Pinkel has made enemies through this that could ultimately – could lead to his demise.
There's a lot of season holders right now that are going to be pulling their tickets for next year. They're not going to tolerate
this. I'm not even talking about season
ticket
holders.
I would agree with Jono in that regard. If he's made enemies, it's going to be with a certain sect of boosters or season ticket buyers who buy the big scale packages and do the big scale donations.
There's been some things that have happened on Pinkel's watch that went very quiet.
Yeah.
You know, and
why is that okay?
That's my question.
Yeah, I know. I'm supporting that. Why is that okay?
I don't think it is, Jono. I personally don't think it is. You have to address everything either head on or not.
But was it okay when they make the move to the SEC? And surprisingly, and you'd have to admit this, they actually did pretty good because everybody thought they were going to get waxed. Remember?
No, they belong in the SEC.
No. Yes, but remember when it happened? They can't play with those. How are they going to play with Florida? How are they going to play? And they went in there and actually competed.
That's great. But even the way
I agree.
What's that got to do with
this? Even the way, Jim, they handled the public relations move.
No, I understand.
You couldn't find out anything.
But I'm
you
saying.
You just couldn't find out information.
But everybody was, you know, under the table to themselves because we're in the SEC. We're playing for the SEC championship. This guy single-handedly is taking Mizzou football to a whole nother level.
Yeah, but there's stuff,
I'm just telling
there's
you
stuff
what the
that's
sentiment
went on.
Was.
There's stuff yeah. that's went on before that that Pinkel kind of things that were swept under the
I
rug.
I think what he's bringing
the exact same things that happen everywhere.
What T.O. is bringing up is why does he bring all this against Tim Wolf when he's had the same situation or even worse than the president
what
of
if
Mizzou?
A, what if a female student group would have organized and said all the female students at Missouri are boycotting everything until Gary Pinkel steps down because of the alleged rape of a female
student.
That
wasn't one rape either. I've heard this going down many years before that then, too.
Now,
I
this mean, isn't a problem certainly not confined to Missouri. This goes on at every college campus, major or
right.
not, across America. But
the manner in which it was handled.
But exactly.
That leads directly to the football department.
Exactly. And why is that okay?
It's not okay, Jono, and that's part of the problem at the University of Missouri. It is a system-wide epidemic about how they handle issues like this, whether it's the athletic department, whether it's the faculty, whether it's the administration, whether it's the curators. They have always put their heads down and tried to blow it over. Today, in fact, is one of the first times they've really ever come full front and done something.
When was the Ricky Clemens deal? Remember that?
Late 90s or early 2000s.
Wasn't that a phone call where the chancellor's wife called him a...
Used the word crackers.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, was she African-American?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, yeah, you see a lot of that, but let's not get into that. Let's not get into that. Well, look, no one should call anyone any names, but we can't go because they called, we can call
them. No, that's not what I was saying.
That's not what,
that's not what I was saying. What I was saying is it goes to what I said. We have a racism problem, but it goes both ways.
Both ways. Both okay. ways. And it happens with them even in the locker room. Arguing with one another, and I've been in the middle of that where I've heard the N-word being bounced around. But you know what? I never said that in a locker room. I'd get kind of terrified if I said that. Hey, N-word, you crazy.
Even if you were giving it in a context of...
Yeah, no, you can't do it.
That, of just being one of the dudes.
But they
right.
can say it any way they want.
Well,
and
again,
it's okay.
I think...
And I don't want to hear any one of you people out there say them. I did use the word them, and I'm sorry I said that, so don't get politically correct on
you
my
know what
ass.
It's like? Because I, you know, obviously, I grew up around it, obviously, and... It reminds me of the Donnie Brasco when he says, "Hey, what does forget about it mean?" And he says, "Well, forget about it sometimes just, you know," he tells him two or three different things, and then he says, "And sometimes it just means forget about it." Well, to me,
right.
and growing up, obviously, where I did, that word can mean numerous things.
Man, it's all in the context.
That's right, and it's how you use it, and at various
it
times.
It shouldn't be used at all. If it offends you that much, then don't use it at all. And I don't want to hear it coming out of your mouth. Nothing gives you the right to say that word either. If you're telling me I can't ever use that word, which you're right, I shouldn't be able to use that word, you don't use that word either, a-hole.
You're saying one for all and all for one then.
Yeah, if you have a taboo with this word, then don't use
it
at all.
Wasn't there a point in time where Richard Pryor himself, who used it in a stage act for years, came out publicly and said, I can't use that anymore, and stopped.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Well, I don't know that, but I know if I turn on Chris Rock right now, he's saying it.
Well,
left
he does
and
a
right.
whole act about who can use it and how. He does a whole act.
Yeah.
About who
great.
Can use right.
That's great. I'm glad he justified who can say it and who can't.
What before this happened though? What was your perception? Not of the athletic department or the football team. Just growing up in this region, what was your perception of the University of Missouri when it came to race? Because I have always heard Boone County was a hard place to go to if you're a minority.
I never heard anything like that, and I've been there to watch football games. I've been there with Teo. I didn't feel any presence at all that a black man was getting ready to get lynched or anything like
okay.
that, okay?
Jim, did you have any like pre-existing take? Tim? You've been there a lot.
Being there for games and tailgates, you saw a lot of interracial tailgates. You saw a lot of people getting along with each other.
Black, white, getting along. Yeah,
I never got the sense of that.
I've had two instances where standing on the hill next to African American fans, they were treated less than respectful.
Then how?
One had a cup of urine dropped on him.
Oh my God! Come on, man. If that,
I mean, that's just
one had a cup of urine dropped on him by a guy right behind. The last one was
of urine. Yeah. Dropped on him.
Yeah,
that would have been front news. I never heard of anything.
Kid
like
took
that.
A leak behind him, spilled it right
and
on
dropped
the guy
because he's black, or did he have the other?
What do you
teams?
Think the guy's thinking? What do you think the gentleman who had it happen is thinking?
Look, he got crazy people everywhere. Okay,
the latest one was simply somebody wouldn't sit down in front of everybody. The family they were immediately blocking the view of, African-American family. I'm sitting there wondering, if that family's not African-American, are they sitting down like they're being asked to before the state police come in and tell them, hey, sit down?
You sure don't hear the stories, though, that you hear of Bo Jackson playing in the outfield at Ole Miss or, you know, at Tuscaloosa or pick the school. You hear these stories about the different schools to the south of the kid, you know,
you're never going to get rid of racism.
No, but you don't hear that about Columbia, Missouri. You don't hear about that about the University of Missouri. In my
well,
opinion.
From athletically speaking, you might not, but you've got students who are on the record as saying, "Man, I'm walking through campus and this is what happened."
Listen, I'm a John on this. You can go to every campus in the country, run them all through, and I guarantee you they're going to say, "Oh yeah."
So do you think this happens again?
It
then?
Happens every. It's not just it's about gonna, at school.
It's never going to stop.
But
it's
do you
never
think this
stop?
Do and, you think this happens again to where they call for someone's head and another team? I mean, since Mizzou set the tone for this, I mean this could. This
set
could
the
happen
tone for what? No one's going to do what Pinkel did.
No, I'm just.
I mean,
my thing is,
I guarantee you, if this was the coach down in Alabama, he would have said, "You pricks are all on your own. I'm not supporting anything like this. I'll get walk-ons. I'll get freshmen that want to play, and we'll get it out on the field, and we'll give the final product."
That would not happen. In
yeah,
Alabama.
That would.
Saban's players would never do it. Saban's players would never do that.
I'm saying,
him.
If it ever did, you watch no. how
so
Saban would handle it.
What about this hypothetical?
They've
situation?
Got too much at stake.
What about this hypothetical situation? A coach that has an issue with the board or with the school president, and something like this occurs to where there's some students that aren't happy, and he's thinking, all right, my players, they're not happy. They've brought this up. I'm going to back my players to get rid of this asshole.
Well, again, we're back to I don't believe for one minute that this doesn't somehow, in his mind, and I'm not even saying it will, I don't believe for one minute that this doesn't somehow in his mind help. Like, he thinks he's done something here to help him, considering they're having a rough year.
This village idiot is a lot smarter than me, you, or him. And I'll tell you how. This guy knows he's on a losing streak. He's going to be on a losing streak next year, too. He wants a president in there that's going to be friendly towards him. He just earned himself another hall pass of 2 years on the contract because no one's going to be bitching at him. He just made a friendly little new president. And as for his players now are on his side. If they ever bring up he's going to get canned, guess what? Another boycott from his players to back him up on this, too.
So you don't think any curators from the board, anyone looks at Pinkel
he's
Allen
becoming
says,
untouchable. He's the bar owner at an old wild saloon that he's making a statement to the sheriff that I'm the new sheriff.
Tony, how do you, what's your opinion on that?
What Jono says, and it's what I've said, the head football coach in states where the university has a great football program is becoming one of the most powerful people in the state.
I'm not disagreeing with that.
There's no way around it. Did Gary Pinkel have any other choice? Did he really have any other choice but to back his players?
No, he had plenty of choices on that.
I don't know that he did, John. I think that's probably the only way. The only thing you and I really differ on.
I say you could have started your walk-ons. You could have sat down with the team beforehand. Is this really something you're looking for? Is this what you really want?
Well, you could have,
and you could tell me, and I'm not going to tell anyone. I'll just put a little line for yay or line for nay. That's how I'll do this.
You got to remember, other people have done this in the past. Jim Brown, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
UCLA?
Other African-American athletes. Well, they haven't done a boycott, but they've certainly used their platform of athletics as a voice for civil rights.
I think what T.O. said earlier it demonstrates everything here. If you're 9-0, would you have done this?
It's a very good question.
If you're 9-0, would you have done
where
this?
You
lose to Vanderbilt. Yes, you do this.
Does a winning record trump your principles?
And in this case, it has. They're all tied up in their arms in that picture La-di-da to you, folks. I mean, honestly, that was crazy.
All right, if you like the show, hey, just give us some love, folks. The next time you're going to buy something on Amazon, and we know you folks do, before you go, just go to our website at notsofastpodcast.com and click on the Amazon banner. It won't cost you a thing to do, but here's the important part, Jono. We, you and I, T.O., Jimbo, we get the credit.
No, that's
we
good.
Get the credit for you coming through our site and going
and
to Amazon.
You said they got a 30-day trial free?
Well, that's Audible. They get a 30-day free trial
at
Audible.
Audible books,
audibletrial.com and just / not so fast. But do that. Go to notsofastpodcast.com. Notsofastpodcast.com. Doesn't cost you a thing. We get the referral, and it keeps this show on the air. We want your thoughts on the Mizzou topic, folks. You can email us at info@notsofastpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com. Just search Not So Fast Show. You'll find us, like us. We post stuff all the time. At Twitter, it's at Not So Fast Show. And our website, brand new website, less than 2 weeks old, notsofastpodcast.com.
I am really interested to see what our fans out there think about this.
I'm fascinated by the reaction
to this. We should start getting any feedback from you guys on this. And I'd like to see what you guys really feel about this. This is something that I don't know. Maybe I'm just a crazy guy here going the other direction on this, but obviously talking to you guys, I'm not.
Because I don't think you are going a complete other direction.
Why is it the mainstream media, though, they want to take that side? They want to guard that side. It's always politically correct to never get off that highway, stay on that road and never exit.
Well, some mainstream media will. Let me read you just a quick thing. And when I read this, you're going to say, okay, this is about the University of Missouri. Faculty, and this is how we're talking about the power of students now, all right, and the youth today, young adults today here in the United States.
Go ahead.
There's a lot of faculty that believe that they have an obligation to listen to the views of their students, to reflect upon them, and to either respond that they are persuaded or to articulate why they are not persuaded and have a different viewpoint. Put another way, a lot of faculty believe that they should respect the students by engaging them in an earnest dialogue. That's what they're accusing Tim Wolf of not doing. However, and this is a big however, many of the students today on campuses all across America believe that the responsibility of the faculty is to only hear their demands for an apology and to issue that apology. The students see anything short of a confession of wrongdoing as unacceptable.
The hell, are you reading Bible?
Well, here, in their view, one respects students by validating their feelings, their subjective feelings. That's not about Missouri. That's about Yale students who tried to get two faculty members axed for sending out an email about, hey, be careful what you wear for Halloween and give it some thought. This is what Jim has been going on saying for a while.
You've got
a section of this country that thinks their only recourse is to get what they want, and that's it.
Yeah. Again, we're back to this. Do I think we have a racism? Yeah, but I think we got a lot of problems. We got tons of problems.
Well, should have a problem over there with that TO because I seen how Peyton Manning lit up the Colts, and you were all over. Hey, Peyton Manning can't play anymore. He can't play anymore.
It's the best game he played all year, but to your standards, he lost. So he's a loser.
He did lose.
He lost because of his defense. That's the only stat that matters. The guy stepped up. Yeah, he was doing everything.
The best
right
defense
in
the NFL this year. So we're going to blame them. Who's showed up every week?
But they didn't show up that day.
Okay, hang on. Here's what I'm going to say though. And really, why do we have to blame anybody?
Oh, I know.
Why do we always have to blame? They got beat.
Oh, they got beat.
Yeah.
Indy played very well.
And the best game they've played all year.
And Peyton Manning played well. That's the best game.
My point. They got beat.
Peyton Manning played the best game of the season, and as a Cowboy or as a Broncos fan.
Yeah, as a Cowboy. Already jumping a Cowboy.
No, Broncos
Hardy,
fans.
Hardy.
Broncos fans feel better after seeing that performance yesterday from Peyton.
What did Hardy do on that one?
In a loss than a win. That he would have played bad in.
Yeah, the Broncos are fine.
They're feeling better about Peyton Manning and the direction the team's going.
And to be honest with you, this performance by him, just further validates what I've said. Quit telling me all these stats. Well, I don't need any stats.
He's leading the NFL on interceptions.
You were 8-0, man. God damn it. How much do I got to fill into your head? I don't
They're
care.
Not 8-0. They lost.
They were 8-0 at the time.
No, they're 6-0. Now they're 6-2.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. How about LSU and Alabama? Is there any question in anybody's mind now who the best football team in college football is?
Well, I mean, Clemson made a nice statement, too.
They did.
They beat
Very
the
nice
shit
win.
Out of FSU, and I thought FSU was a better team than that, and they could still very well be, but Clemson showing why they're number one in the country right now. That's where I stand on that.
I think Alabama wins the whole thing.
Okay. Tim, T.O.?
I mean, Alabama's win was a statement win.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Okay. So who should be number
Clemson,
one?
Clemson added on a late touchdown.
It was a joke. It was a joke on this committee to even put LSU and Bama together. It was a dumb statement. They gave them a hall pass. Now one of them's knocked out. How easy was that?
Oh, what's that have to do with Alabama smashing an undefeated LSU?
Back to the blueprints here on who – I mean, they make it like they got such a difficult job for them to do.
It's not difficult at all. In fact, John –
It was a stupid thing to put those two together.
I sat this weekend and simply drew something up because I wanted to know who's really doing the most. And the answer is Clemson and Alabama are doing the most.
Yeah.
They have the wins – They're beating good teams. They're beating teams with winning records.
Like Jimbo said last week, he said, watch how Notre Dame just jumps in this now.
If they beat some of their upcoming good teams?
No, they're in now.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
You'll see them committee-wise.
That's your prediction? I think you might be right.
Committee-wise, they should be in.
They should. Now, here's the thing, though, and I said this last week as well. Just because LSU lost to Alabama doesn't mean LSU's not one of the top four teams in the country.
No, it doesn't.
You know, if you lose to the top team, they're out by those standards. But my point is, you can lose, you know, if you lose to the number one team, maybe you're the number two team.
Well, that being said, maybe you are. If Jono thinks Notre Dame's going to be number four this week,
right?
They did lose to the number one team. Clemson is number one.
There you go.
I agree.
I'm not so sure Notre Dame jumps into the four spot.
Well, I'm not.
It doesn't matter what we say.
That's right. And I'm not so sure they're not top four. They may very well be. I don't have an issue with that.
Just because they were five last week does not mean they're going to be four.
The committee, though, makes the – I don't see why the committee just doesn't come up with the – who cares about the coach?
Well, who's Notre Dame got coming up?
Stanford. They got a big game against – now, that Stanford game is on November 28th. They close with a strong game. Okay. They get to make a strong statement at the end of the year if they get that win.
Right, and to Jono's point, once again, the committee's sitting there going, well, it's simple.
Yeah.
If Notre Dame beats them, they deserve to be in. And if Notre Dame loses, they help us get an LSU or somebody else back in.
But what you're forgetting is an undefeated Oklahoma State team
LSU
beat TCU.
LSU's out, though, because they have to get to the SEC championship game. That's the big one now. And if Alabama's in the SEC East, they're not going or the West, they're not going to.
Yeah, if LSU, even if they win out, they don't control their own destiny.
Right,
Alabama does. And if Alabama doesn't cough it up, which their schedule would say that they're not going to, LSU. I agree. John was on the outside looking in.
Even if Alabama loses in the SEC championship game, that means a one-loss Florida team. Would be the representative.
They are horrible.
Not LSU.
They are. I watched them against Vanderbilt. Yeah, they are not a good team at all. They're horrible.
No, they're definitely taking advantage of playing in the eastern side of that conference.
Damn it!
There's no question, man.
East was that bad.
Hey, they just suspended Tlaib for a game for his eye poke. Just saw that. One game.
Hey, what about the Rams player? How much is he?
My guess is he's going to get something.
It's going to get reviewed, and he's going to get something.
He's going to get a game at least, I'm sure, or get fined
for
quite
sure.
a bit or something.
I mean,
but
put out the player like that, and then for the Minnesota coach to come out and say, Greg Williams, you know what? This is the kind of shit that he's done in New Orleans, put a bounty on players and so forth. Bingo. Where there's smoke, there's fire, Jimbo.
Well, maybe. He might have. Maybe he did.
Did you ever play in a situation where a coach at any level?
Never said,
go get that guy.
Coach,
I'll give you.
This is how they did it back then.
Okay.
On our helmets, there were Apache
decals
that went on the helmets.
Uh-huh.
And I guess they rated how hard you hit and all that during a game, what you did and so forth. Maybe there is an unconditional, unsaid something like that to where something like that goes down. Because
you want to do well.
You want to do well. You want to hit hard. And bingo, something that you had a mohawk Indian on your
That's helmet. In the context of the game. So that's not singling out. Hey, that number 55 over there, go kill him.
But hang on a second. Who are we talking about here? The quarterback. There is not a defensive player on the field that will not tell you that when that quarterback gets outside the pocket, they're going to try to kill him. Every one of them.
Owner of the Oakland Raiders used to tell you that. If they slide, you can't touch them, babe.
I understand
that. Touch them.
Okay, now.
What about every time there's an interception?
Okay, but hang on a sec. Yeah, the crackback.
You can't do that anymore.
The quarterback can't get blindsided.
Now they've got a new penalty.
Defenseless player.
Exactly. But the quarterback can still be hit once there's an interception.
Well, he can. Right. But if you do that crack, that blindside stuff now is a defenseless deal. Here's especially on a quarterback. But I will say this though. Now let's take it to the other end. And I appreciate the fact that Joyner, instead of just he said, listen, and he said what he said, and you can believe him or not, I really don't care. That's not my issue.
Right.
What I would have preferred him to say, though, was exactly what I just said. Look, he was a scrambling quarterback.
Yeah.
Yes, I saw an opportunity to put a lick on him. He went into his slide, and I got him. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt him.
Right.
But yes, I absolutely got caught up in the moment. Now, here's the deal. Now, let's take it to the other side. And this is where I have a problem with all of this. I think Ndamukong Suh is a complete moron. Okay? Absolute. Did you see yesterday?
When he let up?
Okay, hang on. He has a quarterback in the grasp yesterday.
I saw the same
And instead
play.
Of doing something silly, he doesn't do anything. The quarterback winds up getting the ball off. The very next play, they score. Suh is screaming at the official, and they catch it on tape. He says, the next time, I'm going to slam him then.
Because they didn't blow the whistle.
That's right. Yep. And you know what? That is exactly what's wrong with this whole deal.
Jim,
they let these quarterbacks do all this stuff, but then you can't touch them. And listen, we can argue about whether it's right or wrong. I don't really care. But I understand, you want them upright in the game and the whole bit like that. But they've taken it too far. And I will say this, you can't have one without the other. So, to Sue's point, when I get a hold of him, you better blow it dead. Because as soon as I slam him on the ground, you're going to call me.
John,
if
Sue
would have slammed him yesterday, it would have been a personal foul.
Oh, totally. It would have been a Jim.
He can't pick his nose without getting a personal foul.
Could have been a Jim McMahon type of injury.
He can't pick his nose without getting a foul.
Is there ever a point when, even as a player, you're out there going, damn it, blow the whistle, man. We got the guy locked up.
You know what?
You don't even think about
that. When you're in the heat like that, you care less about you're just hitting, I swear to God, I blocked everything out.
I got to tell you, at the high school level, even though the games I've seen this year, there's been times when the crowd is going, ref, would you blow the whistle? The play is clearly over.
But I would think this, and I'll obviously defer to John on this. I think any other player gets the ball, get him down, tackle him. Quarterback, when you see him. John?
Now, back in my days, you know what we used to say? Hold him up. I'm going to come in and I'm going
to
get him.
One guy to stop him and stand him up and the other guy to level him.
Quarterback or everybody?
Everybody.
Okay, but what I'm saying is when you see that quarterback, your eyes get about this big, do they not? And you're thinking, I'm going to knock him out.
It's the greatest
I'm going to knock him out of the game.
When you see him dropping back and he doesn't see you coming from the side, and God damn, I can't tell. That's like an orgasm.
I've had defensive players in the NFL tell me, Jono, that when you put a good lick on anybody, quarterback or anybody else, it is like the most wonderful feeling running through your body. You don't feel pain.
It's like Jimbo Slapshot going 115. I'm telling you, man, there is nothing. It feels so good. It feels like you went with the flow. And, if you play baseball, softball, or whatever, when you get that swing, with the swing.
When you really connect with a ball.
It didn't take much, but you see how one, you went with that ball. It's the same as you getting into that QB from the side and seeing that ball come out of his
All right, for you listeners of Not So Fast, this great podcast here.
Oh,
remember,
that made me feel good.
Need a cigarette?
Here's what else will make you feel good, because I know you love the Audible. Audible is offering a free audiobook download.
What?
Yes, it's true. With a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. So we personally recommend an audiobook of your choice.
30 days free?
Yeah, 30 days
at least, free. Folks. If you're not going to buy anything, just check it out anyway. I guarantee you, you'll love something like that.
John, maybe you'd like to read that 50 Shades of Grey. Huh?
50 Shades of Grey. What is it? That's about a chick getting down on a guy, isn't it?
It's mommy porn is what they call it.
If I want something like that, I'm going to Cinemax. I've had enough of all this bullshit.
But in your car, you can't go to Cinemax. At audio...
But
you can.
Women get.
Oh, I see. It's a marketing tool.
So to download your free audiobook today, and if you should be so inclined, 50 Shades of Grey, go to audibletrial.com. That's audibletrial.com/notsofast. Again, that's audibletrial.com/notsofast for your free audio book.
But when you get home, though, turn on Cinemax late night. I'm telling you right now, they got some good stuff.
Quick favorite actress on Cinemax late night? You got one?
I have no idea, but I know Tio. He studies all of them. He knows them all by name.
Nikki Fritz.
Oh, you see?
I have no idea who that is.
You're going to send Tio to the Google.
The old Google machine. Hey, on a more friendly positive note, did you guys see the 2-point conversion that team faked and converted? I sent it out. Did you see it?
Fantastic.
Can you believe it? Behind the back, threw it up, tight end leaps over the guy. It was the most. I sent it out on Twitter at Not So Fast.
And it's on our Facebook page.
Which one was this?
At Not So Fast Show. 2-point conversion. Okay, they hiked the ball. Who did that?
What team?
Oh, God, not see. You have to go in there and look. It wasn't a big team.
Okay.
As the guy turns, he goes one way and takes the ball with his right hand and flips it back behind his body into the end zone, high in the air. The two defenders are, because he was going that way, they're looking that way. They have no idea he's done this. But the tight end or whoever it was knew, and he stayed there. And as they're running away, he jumps up and catches the ball. It was the most it's all over the social media. You guys will see it. Unbelievable. But if you check us out on Twitter or Facebook page, it's on there.
I know we're not giving out the Village Idiot of the Week, but I because it's early in the week, Village Idiot is our
You need
Thursday
time for
segment.
The week to go along.
Yeah, we'll go Thursdays for Village Idiots.
I do have a salute guy. I mean, a salute or whatever. You got a big props that I got on Arkansas. What a play that was against Ole Miss.
Unbelievable.
That was like, you're stuck right there when you just said throw the ball back. And this guy did to keep the ball alive. What a smart thinking individual this was.
He saw clearly that he wasn't going to make the marker.
He wasn't going to make it. And how many players in college that just, let me get another yard, the game's ended. Bullshit, not with this Arkansas
player.
Was
the play legal, though?
It was very legal.
I thought so, too. Yet
describe it for us.
Okay, so he is on the right sideline. He's running towards the marker, and he's going to be about 3 to 4 yards
shy. And it's overtime, so it's fourth down and overtime.
It's a fourth down play in overtime, so they have to make the line of gain to keep the game going. As he sees that he's short, and as the defender, and I believe two defenders engage him, he simply takes the ball and tosses it over his head back into the middle of the field, where a player picks it up, runs to his left, picks up a convoy, and is able to get a first down. I thought perfectly legal play.
What the hell's wrong with that?
A lot of people are saying that a lateral has to be...
Ole Miss. Probably Ole Miss people.
That a lateral has to be with some intent or something. Oh, no, it's a lateral.
I never heard of anything
Folks, I don't know if you know this, but American football is derived from rugby, where you can only toss the ball backwards, and the only time you can move it forward is when you kick it.
I thought it was beautiful.
And it was a great play.
Hey.
I mean, have we seen...
Bravo to Arkansas.
Yeah, seriously.
They didn't give up. And I got some Arkansas fans out there.
Have we not seen the best finishes this year?
That could be it.
Even the ones that were wrong.
Yeah, even week after week. It's just phenomenal.
And you know what? That's a team that doesn't give up. They take an abuse in that SEC, and they always bring their A game.
Jono, they lost to Toledo.
And they don't quit on the team like a team in Columbia, Missouri.
And let me guess, after they did this and all the excitement, they had to stop and have it replayed to make sure he lateraled it, right?
I'm sure they had to
do it. I'm sure there was a replay. Big deal. I'm absolutely sure.
No big deal.
All righty, folks. That'll do it for this week's edition of the show. Again, we would
We got 7 minutes here.
Okay.
Come on, man.
Jono, the floor is yours. Can you filibuster for 7 minutes?
I can't filibuster, but I can talk to you guys about my show that's on Fridays as well. Ocho
How'd
man
your picks
behind
do this weekend?
It was horrible.
Yeah,
horrible
bad week.
I got pounded on the Notre Dame-Pittsburgh game. Pittsburgh lost 30-42. The line was 7.5. I definitely love Pittsburgh in this, but you know what? More I look at Notre Dame, you know what? They're scoring. They're scoring
at will.
They
can score, and that Fuller is
a
player.
They look like a good team. And speaking of good-looking person right now, I'm looking at T.O. He looks like a Saint Bernard.
The headphones go over your ears,
this,
not your eyes.
Who's this T.O. you keep referring to?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, two. But anyway,
I was
in any T.O. case,
before
my friends,
T.O. was T.O.
That's Ocho Man Behind the Eight Ball. Check our show out, too. We're going to have our full cast this weekend, so we're kind of excited this Friday.
No, you're going to have Nick back, huh?
We're going to have Nick. We're going to have Nick.
I noticed Nick likes conspiracies.
Oh, he loves conspiracies. Matter of fact, he doesn't even think I'm here sometimes.
Who does he think is there?
He thinks I'm from Mars.
Does he have any sports conspiracies? Does he think everything's rigged and it's all?
He had a couple. He had a couple he presented. But you know what? It's great to have our show with Not So Fast here. It's a pretty good lineup here, my friend.
I mean, this guy's got a friend whose mom's a witch.
Yes. How could you go wrong with that?
I mean, I'll tell you what.
You can't
know enough witches.
And then Armand, the way Armand and Nick go at it, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, no,
it's
good stuff.
If you want
to
wrap it up now, go ahead.
Hey!
There we go.
No, hey, seriously, I'm vouching for your show. It's fantastic if anybody's looking for some great stuff to listen to.
So this little presentation here, hey, please share our show, Not So Fast, with your friends on Facebook, friends on Twitter, by email, any way that you possibly communicate with people, go ahead and tell them about us, and you can share the show. We would be beholden to you, folks. The website, notsofastpodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter, @notsofastshow.
I'm not beholden to anybody.
You're not beholden?
Nope.
You're not holding my Johnson anymore?
Why aren't you beholden?
Because I'm going to go on a hunger strike. I'm not beholden.
Well, he just ate like a horse.
You can go on a hunger strike.
I can go for
days after that.
I'll go on a hunger strike from lunch all the way until 8 o'clock.
What did you eat anyway?
Well, are you sure you want me to tell you?
Don't tell me.
The Mexican lunch that Chris and I Chris.
No, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
Bean dip with cheese.
Mo Larry cheese.
Cheese enchiladas and rice.
Cheese enchiladas.
Now, I did have an iced tea with lemon.
God bless you.
Which you could have.
Yeah, I can't. I don't think I could have the. Yeah, I guess I
can. You can have that. That's fine.
It's unsweetened.
It's unsweetened.
Yeah, I don't use sweetener.
Oh, good.
No, I use sweetener. I don't use sugar.
No sugar.
So, yeah,
no,
you're good.
I can't touch anything.
Somebody get this guy an iced tea.
Yeah.
Stat.
If you have a good iced tea out there.
How are you feeling?
I'm pretty good right
your
now.
Your color looks good this morning.
T.O. had me all fired up early about the Greg Hardy bullshit that he brought up.
It's therapeutic. You got it out of your system. Don't you feel better?
I did. Hey, I feel better
honest
now.
To God on that. How's that end?
What's that?
How's the Greg Hardy thing end?
Nothing. Nothing's happened. I mean, they got the guy working with the team counseling and stuff. He's going to be a great citizen, a great ambassador to Dallas. That's what I got. No, I don't give a shit, guys. I seen it. I'm against it. But enough's enough. Let the guy move on. This is America. You get a second chance in America. And, I don't support it at all, though. Okay, let's make that clear. I don't need any emails. I don't need Not So Fast people getting pissed off at me. But you know what? Let's move on. Let's look at the big side of the picture here. He could do much more positive than what he did on the negative side, too, if he turns this thing around.
Definitely email us your thoughts again, especially on Mizzou, folks. We want to hear it. We'll be back with you on Thursday. Email.
Don't boycott our show either.
info@notsofastpodcast.com. For Jono, Jimbo, T.O., I'm Tony. We are out of here for this week.
All right.
See ya.
Not So Fast,
a Lineup Media Group production. Find us online at notsofastpodcast.com. Plus, on iTunes, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets. Get every LMG podcast now at lineupmediagroup.com.